Okay, we're going to call our Spring Valley Town Advisory Board meeting to order. And today is August 11th. We're starting at 6:30 p.m. We'd like to now call to order and our Pledge of Allegiance.
Rodney, lead us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we'll take roll call.
Darby Johnson, Chair, is excused tonight. And I, Shannon, here from the county.
Okay, we'll move to public comment. Any public comment? Anything that's not on the agenda? Okay, we'll move to approval of minutes. Has everyone had a chance to look at the minutes? If so, we'll take a motion for approval.
Make a motion for approval. That's presented.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion to approve?
Aye.
Aye. Now we move to approval of agenda. We will hear as presented the agenda. I don't see any changes unless anyone else has any changes. I don't think so. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That motion passes. And then we will move to informational items.
Madam Chair, a couple things this evening is that I just want to let the board know, as well as everyone in attendance, that Summerlin Area Command has just put out a flyer in regards to short-term rentals. And that they've dealt with a couple difficult ones, both Spring Valley and Summerlin Area Command. And the basic information that they wanted to pass out is that although they are allowed in the city of Las Vegas, they are illegal in Clark County. And in the city, you must be owner-occupied, have no more than 3 bedrooms, be at least 660 feet from another short-term rental, and be in a location that allows a short-term residential rentals in master planned areas. So if they're not approved, then they can't be allowed in those areas. So the numbers to call in the city if you have any concerns with noise or parking trash, loud parties or other disturbances for the city is 702-229-6281, and in Clark County 702-455-4314, which is our public response office.
Mike, can you repeat that number again? I do see someone jotting that down. I just want to make sure that they got the number.
City code enforcement is 702-229-6281. And in Clark County, it is 702-455-4314.
Thank you.
Secondly, we all know that they're looking at virtual classrooms as the children are going back to school. We received information from a group connecting kids that they're trying to work for reliable internet devices free of charge, but they're trying to get a handle on where these are needed throughout the valley. And so those that are interested in completing the survey, the address for the survey is www.ccsd.net/survey, S-U-R-V-E-Y, or you can call 888-616-2476, and they're trying to get as much information as possible in regards to individual families or areas where there's no reliable internet, and trying to work to get that.
Great.
That's all this evening. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Okay, we're going to move into our planning and zoning. We only have 2 items today, so this meeting should be pretty quick. We will hear our first item, which is, do we have someone here on the agenda item 1?
Sorry, I believe that would be us for qualified, which is LLC 7.
I'm sorry, couldn't hear you.
Sorry. staff for Hall High School Chase LLC?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
okay, you're here. Okay, I wanted to make sure because we weren't here last time. Okay.
Us three, I'll be translating for my father and mother.
Okay. All righty. So we will hear, if those applicants can come forward, we're going to hear item number, agenda item number AR, that's Apple Robert 20400064 UC-0933-14, Hualapai Associates LLC. This is for a use permit, second application for review for a massage establishment in conjunction with an existing Commonwealth office complex and 1.7 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the east side of Hualapai Way and the south side of Twain Avenue within Spring Valley. And this is in Commissioner Justice Jones' district. We'll hear you. Can you come forward? Yes. Just please make sure you each that are presenting today, please give your name and spell your name for our secretary. Thank you.
And I believe we're supposed to have a forehand, also a site plan for this.
Okay.
Yeah. And sorry, we don't know anything.
Okay.
So,
I would suggest is maybe near this chair, that way my colleagues can hear you too.
Okay.
And then our secretary will take your name and spell your name for her. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And you can begin when you're ready.
You can sign in afterwards.
It's just showing where it's located. Carmen, for purposes of time, can we go ahead and have them present and then they can finish?
Right,
yeah, after. Yeah, let's hear him first. Come up.
Yeah, sorry.
Have him come up first, and then he can do that after.
Okay, yeah, I'm really sorry, but I actually didn't prepare anything for this. So what do we exactly have to do for this?
You're just going to present on you're asking for a use permit for your second application. So you just want to tell us why we should approve it.
I see. Understood.
Mm-hmm. So what you want to do is kind of stand back a little over by the chair.
Sorry.
And then you want to speak so that our colleague at the end can hear as well.
Okay, no problem. All right, so I just got to translate.
No problem.
Sorry, yeah.
你说这个地方必须就是需要这个特殊用地，我们这个才能正常的营业嘛。然后你需要什么？就是为什么？
就是因为得需要这个东西，所以他
必须有这个才可以办这营业营业执照，才可以继续营业。他们知道就是说他但是需要你这个需要的是营业认证是吗？就是你这个服务可以带来，可以社区带来什么？
就是给这些人用这个东西，我就可以持续的给这个社区的人需要按摩的人，对不对？然后给他们放松，需要按摩嘛。
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Which way do I have exactly face here? So do I present exactly to you?
Yes, you're presenting to the entire board.
Okay, no,
sorry
about that.
No problem.
So we're here today looking for approval for our second application of land use permit because we want to keep our business going and also provide massage services to the people in this community so that we can provide some relaxation and also promote good health for them. Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what to say.
That's
here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you finished with your presentation?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay.
I'm
all right.
Sorry about that.
No problem. Is there any comments or questions from the public? Yes, sir. Please give your name and spell it for our secretary.
My name is Gary Krausman, Krausman. West Patrick Lane, Las Vegas, Nevada, 8918. Curious as to find out how many people will be coming and using your service.
The service?
Daily days.
So back normally before the pandemic, we usually have around 10 or so customers coming in each day. But you know, right now due to the pandemic, right now we're having decrease of employees, so we won't have as much customers. So right now it stays under 10 right now.
10?
Under 10, right.
Under 10.
Correct. Okay. Usually, but usually less. And after that, we usually less. And we also, of course, work to sanitize every single room we have. When we also have, we also use like UV lights to sanitize our massage rooms after every customer.
And the educational background of these
massage therapists.
都是这个都是在那个马萨吉斯库，他们就是不是学历，他是说都是在研究所的，我们都是在那个马萨吉斯库毕业的，拿到证是来证的，不是说这个学历，不是高中以上的。So
of course, how about you said their background education?
Yes.
So most of them have graduated from high school, right? And of course after they also have been training through massage school, so that they could have gotten their license.
So they have some time. In massage school?
Correct, yeah. They all work, they all been there for years to obtain their massage licenses.
The reason I ask this is I'm a physical therapist, and for 45 years I've done massage. I just want to make sure it's up and, you know, it's good massage.
Right, right.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Correct, I totally understand. Yep, all of therapists have been through the massage schools for many years, and they have all worked them for many years. So they have a lot of experience as well.
Okay, there's been an existing massage establishment going back to 2004. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Any questions from the board? Angie, do you have any questions?
Yeah, first of all, can we get the applicant's name for the record?
Yes, sorry. So my name is Jun Liu. So the last name is Liu, L-I-U, and my first name is J-U-N-J-I-E.
Okay.
And also my, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
And so from the paperwork that you gave us, we're showing that you've got five therapy rooms, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And so will it all be by appointment only, or are they doing walk-ins also?
We also do walk-ins. So always in. But at you know, but right now during this pandemic, we're deciding to be appointment only at this time.
Okay. And what are the current hours?
Current hours?
目前的营业时间是多少？营业时间还是从九呃就是说是十点到九点呗。啊，十点到九点。
So we're still open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Establishment there in that facility since 2009.
So
has that been your establishment?
That is our
establishment. Yes, that is correct. I just wanted to confirm that. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Catherine,
do you have any questions? Is it all the time under the name of New Life Massage, or under a different name?
We have not. The reason it might have had a different name was because this place was originally owned by another owner. However, after that, she ended the contract with the landlords, and then we took over the place and we renamed it with our company, New Life Body Massage.
Massage do you do? I know there were all different kind of massages, wooden, shiatsu,
okay,
and there are others.
Other
which
types
is technical primary psychotherapy. And this gentleman, your physical therapist?
Excuse me?
Your physical therapist?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm an occupational therapist.
Okay, then you know what I'm talking about.
So, yeah. So, what kind of massage do you do?
就是different，you know，make you different from the other massage parlor。OK，就是和其他的按摩店不一样的话，就是咱们这个按摩是做什么按摩的？主要我说按摩就是放松，然后减轻压力。嗯，然后就说还中间做了什么按摩吗？就是说比如说像美式啊，就或者什么的。就是普通按摩嘛。就是普通按摩指的是什么样的按摩？就是
So we mostly provide massages for, you know, just for people to relax, and sometimes the types of massages we provide are like Swedish and also some Thai massage.
Okay. I understand you mentioned that your therapists have gone to massage school.
Correct.
Are the massage school in the United States or they get their education from China?
There have been some massage schools in the United States. Yes.
So basically, from what I understand, you are the, even though this facility has been a massage salon, but you guys are fairly much new.
Correct. Rather new, yeah.
You are just taking over the existing location.
Correct, yes.
Do they require new license?
Yes.
Since they are not the same, do they require new business license? They have a new business.
Yes.
No, you've been operating. This is a review.
Correct.
Yeah, this is a review. They've been operating. No complaints to PRO. No complaints to the police department. Nothing.
When did you guys take over? They said that the previous owner had expired with the contract with the landlord, and they took over hers.
Would you say 2009?
Yeah, I just asked them, and they've
been there for a while.
And they just said they have been.
Massages over the years have had some difficulty. If anybody has seen in the paper anything else, most of those massages are miles away down in the Chinatown area. This is at Wallapai.
Where I don't want them.
They've had no complaints from the police, no complaints from PRO. They were required to be here because most massage establishments, there was always put a review on to come back and update the boards and staff's
and there's
recommending
August 16th.
Because they moved forward because there's
they
been
only
no
good
complaints.
August 16th. Yeah. Catherine, just a little further explanation that currently they're currently approved through August 16th of this year, and that's why they're back before us. Is that all you had, Catherine?
That's
all. Okay. Rodney, do you have any?
I think Catherine answered all of my questions. So.
Okay. All right. I don't have any. It's not in that area.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry.
I would have other questions if it was in a different geographic area, but where this is located is, there's not the same problems that Mike alluded to. So I don't have any questions. So with no more questions, does anyone have a motion?
Make a motion for approval staff
recommendations. Any discussion on that motion? Hearing none, we'll take a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So you are approved. Do we have any condition for another date or anything, or no?
No, because the staff recommendation says
Okay, so you're good, and you won't have to come back for a review.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You'll still go before the planning commission.
BCC.
Okay, just the board, okay.
I got paperwork, I'll give you.
He's going to give you, okay. I just want to make sure they understand.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to have to go get a massage.
Okay, that'll take us to item two, which is Z as in zebra, C as in Charlie, number 200321, ACHC LLC. If you can make your way forward, thank you. This is for a zone change to reclassify 2.5 acres from a rural estate residential AE60 zone to a design manufacturing AE60 zone for a future light manufacturing development, generally located on the west side of Carms Park Court, 610 feet north of Sunset Road within Spring Valley. The description is on file, and this is in Commissioner Mike Nass' district. And you can proceed.
Good evening, board. I'm Mac McKnight, 5606 Southeastern, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89119. I'm here representing the applicant. Basically, what it is we're going from an RE to an MD zone. And if you look at the last page, right here in the middle is the RE. I believe staff has recommended approval also. We still have to come before the board before any buildings go on there or anything like that, but this is basically just to get the zoning changed from an RE to an MD to be in the same exact area in the same zoning. But there's no construction or building going on there yet, and if there does, it still has to go through planning and come to, you know, to the board to do that. That's pretty much my presentation. Any questions?
Okay. Any questions or comment from the public? Yes, sir. Please give your name.
Houseman, 6275 okay. West Patrick Lane.
Thank you.
I live, let's see, that would be north of you, off of Patrick. I know it doesn't interfere with my home there. Will you be doing most of your entry to the air off of Sunset or off of Post?
It's probably going to, because it's a cul-de-sac, it's going to be coming off of Sunset because of Cameron. It's a cul-de-sac.
Right. Yeah. I ride my bike through there every day. I checked it out. Yeah, I don't have any problem with it. I'm just making comment that I live in the area, and I just want to make sure that you're going to, you know, they can access it, of course, off of Post. There's no problem. What are you going to be, if I may ask, what
will you be manufacturing? Right now, with everything that's going on, they don't know, but they want to still go ahead and proceed with changing the zoning. It will be light manufacturing.
Okay.
But it's just, they're doing this process while they can, and then they'll just, to be honest, they'll see what happens.
How many employees are you planning on having there in Cars? You don't know?
Don't know any of that yet.
Okay. And do you know what you're manufacturing?
No, no. That's why this is just to change it so it falls into compliance with the MD and also the whole industrial. And so I won't talk about the other parcel, but the other parcel they're going to be doing, approaching you guys in 2 months too. So.
Now I noticed there's two different buildings there? Or is that?
If you look in the front, there's no buildings at all on the parcel.
Right, no.
Oh, these two buildings here?
Yes.
They are, but I'm not sure who they
are. Yeah, so you're in between. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any questions, Rodney?
No, I don't have any.
No questions? Catherine?
Can we turn on this map where exactly is your pizza? I did went up there, but I'm kind of a little bit.
Hey, this is Sunset right here. So here's Jones. And so.
So this is the street.
Yeah, this is the street. It's Cameron Park Circle.
Okay.
Right there, if you look on this, you can see it becomes a cul-de-sac. See it
there. And so it's here, right?
No, this one right here. That's the one we're trying to do is make it an MD. If because this is area that's all supposed to be like light industrial. And so there was something planned before everything started happening. Now things are falling apart a little bit.
Isn't it this one already built?
No.
I saw there's a building there. Actually, the nice brand new building got graffiti on the wall.
Sorry.
Already. I mean, the tag already ruined it. So that's why I was curious.
So yeah, no, it's this one right here.
Did this one have building yet?
Yeah, this one's built, yes.
Oh, okay, maybe I'm looking at
something. Yeah, these two are built.
Yeah, this poor building, the one that had.
Sorry about that.
Now, who is managing once you build a building and people put graffiti on it?
It's usually up to each owner of their property. But I do know, I know city, I don't know about county, but they do have like a graffiti task force that if you call them, they come out and they actually paint it to remove the graffiti instantly, because if you do that, it stops the graffiti. But I do know city to have something.
There's a brand new and nice building. We took a picture of it.
Oh.
Other than that, I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Angie?
No, not really.
Okay. All right. I don't have any questions either. So we'll take a motion.
Make a motion for approval, staff recommendation.
Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll go to the vote. So all those in favor?
Aye.
So that passes unanimously.
Okay.
With staff conditions. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
And so now that brings us to general business. That brings us to general business.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Have a good evening.
Thank you, you too.
Any general business?
No,
hearing none? None? Okay. So that moves us to comments by the general public. I think we have a lot of comments tonight. And our next meeting is August 25th at 6:30. And move to adjourn.
6:58.
Oh, I did it in less than 30 minutes. I said I'm going to try to do 30 minutes. I did it.
I think this is the